This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 96 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Diana Ward from Gulf Coast Memory Care. Diana, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's good to get to know people in the community and share with us what you do. So why don't we just dive right in, and why don't you share a little bit about what you guys do over at the Gulf Coast Memory Care?
Sure. Well, I am the sales and marketing director for Gulf Coast Memory Care. We're an all-inclusive memory care community located in Estero, across from Coconut Point Shopping Center. This building was purposefully built to be a memory care community. So if you were to come out and look at it, which I invite anybody to stop by, you'll see the whole community is created in like a figure eight shape. And it truly is our residents' home. So they can wander this whole community. It's secure. They can't get out because, of course, we deal with a lot of the dementia and Alzheimer's. So it is a beautiful community, and we love working with our residents.
Interesting, interesting. So how did you get involved in this industry?
Well, I moved here to Florida, Fort Myers specifically, 3 years ago. And my first job out here was at Park Royal Hospital, which is a psychiatric hospital. So my background is actually psychology. But at Park Royal, I was the main therapist slash case manager on the geriatric unit. So the bulk of our patients did come in with different behaviors and different things like hallucinations and delusions due to dementia. So I got to work closely with those type of patients, and that's where I fell in love with our senior, community, those specifically with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Very nice. Very nice. So we've all had some type of, I want to say, obstacle, hardship, or challenge maybe along our way. Is there something that maybe you went through that you can look back now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because of it?
Definitely. About 3 years ago, I lost my 22-year-old son to suicide. He had a very long journey, although he was only 22 years old, with mental illness, substance abuse, and me being in that field in psychology and mental health, no matter what, I had all the tools in my belt that I tried to help him, but he just didn't want the help. So unfortunately, it didn't end well. But from that, I wrote a book about my journey raising him, and then the struggles with addiction and mental illness, and then, ending in suicide. But I just published it in January, January 19th, which is his birthday. So to honor him, and then also just to raise awareness on mental illness, addiction, and suicide, and hopefully help somebody else that might be going through something similar.
And then what's that book called?
Oh, Behind the Smile. Yeah, and it's on Amazon. So there's several Behind the Smiles out there. So what I recommend, if you go to Amazon, type in the search Behind the Smile, Diana Ward, and it will pull up mine. And it's like a red and black cover, and it ended up beautiful. So
nice. Very nice. So are there any, I want to say, myths or maybe misconceptions about the memory care industry that we can kind of clean up for our listeners?
Definitely. I had these same misconceptions before I started working in the field, but I think that a lot of people think, especially a memory care community, you just walk in and everybody's just sitting there, drooling on themselves, just staring at the wall, doing nothing. And it's just not true. If you come out to our community, we're playing games with them. We're gardening. We're cooking. We're doing so many fun things. We have musicians come out and play, and they're singing and dancing along. So truly, I know dementia and Alzheimer's aren't the funnest diagnosis to get, but it doesn't mean that they stop living. And we do our best here to try to assist them in continuing to thrive and live a very full life.
I love it. I love it. So, I mean, obviously being in Southwest Florida, we probably see more demand for this than in other parts of the country. But, you know, what type of trends or, you know, demands are you seeing nowadays?
I mean, definitely the numbers are rising and they're getting younger and younger in the diagnosis of dementia. Of course, I'm not a doctor, so I don't even want to speculate on that. But Florida definitely has a higher percentage of 55 plus out here. This is a retirement state. So, of course, we definitely see the need. But I will say, moving from Las Vegas, Nevada, Florida has it figured out. I mean, these communities out here, I mean, truly, they're like resort style, like all the assisted living communities, as well as memory care. I mean, they are beautiful. They have plenty of them out here. So, I mean, Florida has done a good job in accommodating.
That is great. And a lot of people nowadays are trying to do some of this stuff at home, but it gets to be such a heavy burden for the family and relatives.
Definitely. Yeah. And I, you know, one of the things when they come to visit me, I know a lot of families will feel guilty, like, oh, I'm just dropping off mom or dad to just sit there. But what I tell them is truthfully, I mean, this ends up being their home. And we treat it as such, and we respect that. This is their home. I'm in their home. But I tell, you know, the family members that are looking into this for their loved one that has dementia, I mean, it gives you the opportunity to stop being the caregiver and get back to being, whether you're a daughter or son, a wife, a husband, or whatever, because that shouldn't have to be your role. And it's a burden, you know, and let us take on that role. And we're professionals. We know what we're doing. We're all trained, and let us take care of your loved one and you can come visit and have fun again.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you mentioned we know you're not from here because you said you moved from Las Vegas. what brought you to Southwest Florida?
Well, my kids had become adults, and my oldest sister, her and her husband came out here to retire, and my whole family, we grew up actually on the West Coast in Southern California. So we're all beach people, but I'm like, I can't afford to live in California anymore. So, we decided to move out here, and I don't regret it for one minute. I love it out here. I love the weather. I love the beaches, and the people they're so much nicer too compared to Vegas.
Right. I get it. I get it. And the beaches are nice, and the sun sets over the water like it's supposed to, right? Right.
Yes.
So I know you do quite a bit with work, and it's very demanding. But what do you like to do outside of work?
Well, clearly, as most of us, I love the beach. I love going to the beach. But the one thing that I've fallen in love with out here that I didn't get to do very much in Las Vegas because it was either too hot or too cold out there. But I'm just always outdoors. I go walk all these different, you know, the 6 Mile Slough or any of the preserves or parks or like Lakes Park in Fort Myers. I'm just outside. I just love being outside. I just can't get enough of it. And thankfully we can do that here.
I love that. And that's why we live here, to be able to be outside and enjoy those things. Absolutely. So definitely. Is there last thing that maybe our listeners should know about Gulf Coast Memory Care that they don't know?
I mean, I would just, like I said, I'd recommend them to come look. I think they'd be pleasantly surprised. If you are taking care of a loved one with dementia, just come take a look. You will be surprised at how beautiful it is. Our care staff is amazing. All of us that work here truly do it because we love what we do. We are passionate about helping care for those with dementia, and I think you really would be pleasantly surprised. So you can come tour anytime, truthfully. We're open 7 days a week. Somebody's always here to tour you. You don't have to make an appointment. I mean, if you want to, you sure can, but yeah, just come take a look.
I love it. I love it. And how would they go about contacting you if they were interested in learning more?
So you can either go to our website, gulfcoastmemorycare.com, or stop by. We're at 22900 Leiden Drive, like I mentioned, across from Coconut Point Shopping Center, or give us a call, 239-221-6120.
Perfect. Diana, thank you very much for being such a good neighbor. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and I hope to see you out in the community soon. Outside, right?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.